Someone asked whether they're allowed to have a kiddush on mezonos on Friday night. We know that very often shuls have kiddushim on Shabbos morning after davening, and people have mezonos, they don't have bread. And the question is, can we do that Friday night as well? So the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph states, Ein kiddush el makom suda, that in order for kiddush to be valid, it needs to be in a place of a suda. You need to have the suda meal together with the kiddush. So what does the meal mean? So Tosfos and Rosh say that that requires bread. That in order to ensure that the kiddush is a bona fide kiddush that would allow you to eat, you actually have to have bread. And if you don't have bread, then you're not allowed to eat. So in the food that you ate improperly. However, the Shulchan Aruch cites the Gaonim in Siman Resh Ayin Gimel Sif Hei that says that when they say that when we say Ein Kiddush El Makom Suda, Afilu Davar Muad, even a small amount, Shasa Kos Yayin, maybe even a cup of wine, you might be Yotze. And the Shulchan Aruch says, V'davka Achal Lechem O Shasa Yayin Aval Achal Peros Lo. So bread and wine work, but not fruit. There's a Shilta Giborim, which says actually you could make Kiddush even on fruit can count as the Seuda, but that Shulchan Aruch holds not that way. But it seems bread and maybe even wine in a pinch. Now, the Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Yud Aleph states that nearly, Devaochel mine targima mehaminim yatsa. If you have food from the five grains, you have cake, cookies, crackers, al kol panim chashibet tfei l'suda shavus miyayin, then that's considered a more chashiv for a Suda Shabbos than wine. So it seems if you follow the Magen Avraham, you can fill the mitzvah of Kiddush Makom Suda not only with bread but even with mizonos. Other Achronim disagree with the Magen Avraham. The Vilna Gaon says that even Kiddush during the day he wouldn't recite it on mizonos, he would use real bread. Now the Mishnah Berurah cites the Magen Avraham's position in Sif Katan Chaf Hei. So that seems to be the standard position. He says with wine it's only the Makom HaDchak and pressing circumstances. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that you can make Kiddush with mizonos, and he doesn't distinguish between the day and the night. He also, though, in the Be'er Halacha, he cites the Vilna Gaon's position. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that ideally it's better to make Kiddush with bread as opposed to mezonos, but it seems that there's no difference between Friday night, Shabbos morning on the surface. In both instances, you can make Kiddush on mezonos. However, Yitzchok Chanan Spector in Tshuvos, in Yitzchok Chelek Aleph Or Chaim Siman Yud Beis, and Rav Soloveitchik in Nefesh HaRav, page, cited Nefesh HaRav, page 165, both do make a distinction between nighttime Kiddush and daytime Kiddush. Why? Because they both hold that really, we really shouldn't rely on the Magen Avraham. We really should follow the Vilna Gaon, who says that Kiddush should only be made with Hamotzi. However, during the day, there's an additional leniency. Why? Because the Ravid holds that you're allowed to eat before reciting Kiddush during the day. At night, you can't eat before Kiddush. But during the day, you're allowed to eat before Kiddush. The Rabbah in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chav Tes, Halacha Yud, says that you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush at night or Kiddush during the day. However, the Ravid says, no, this is wrong, and you're allowed to eat before Kiddush during the day. So therefore, during the day, if you make Kiddush at mezonos, there are two possible leniencies. Either we're holding like the Magen Avraham that Kiddush Makom Suda counts when you have mezonos, so it works, or you're allowed to eat even without Kiddush because the Ravid, like the Ravid who says there's no prohibition to eat before Kiddush during the day. However, at night, says Rabbi Yitzchok Chanan Spector of Soloveitchik, that we only have one potential leniency, that's the Magen Avraham, so there it's best to be strict, and we shouldn't use Hamotzi for Kiddush. We shouldn't use Mezonos, we should only use Hamotzi. So the question is, who do we hold like? So there's what to rely on. It seems the Mishnah Berurah says that you could make Kiddush on Mezonos even Friday night. However, there's an additional issue. Rabbi Willig told me that there's it's potential you could potentially be lenient at night to go to a kiddush and have mizonos and recite kiddush if you're going to later go home and recite kiddush for your family. Because then the kiddush for your family is not a kiddush levatala, because other people still need to hear kiddush. But let's say a man, husband, and wife, and let's say their whole family goes to a kiddush Friday night with mizonos only, and then later on they go home. So to make a full kiddush Friday night, that might be a bracha levatala. You're saying kiddush again, because maybe the first kiddush worked, but maybe you still need to make kiddush again on hamotzi. So you're putting yourself in a suffik bracha levatala, so you don't want to do that. During the daytime, you can make kiddush, and then you can make kiddush again as many times as you want, because you're just making a bor priya gafen. So therefore, it would seem that you could be lenient Friday night to make kiddush on mizonos, as long as you can later on make kiddush with hamotzi, but that kiddush, someone needs to be present who hasn't heard kiddush at all. Otherwise, it's a safek bracha levatala.